Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Mary Ferrari, and I've been away for 3 months. When I just got back, I looked at my MasterCard bill, and I noticed that I had a charge from your group for the month of January, February, March. I don't have April's yet. And I was just wondering, what is this for? I have no idea what it's for.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Yes, 11754.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Mary Ferrari. That's F-E-R-R-A-R-I.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
Sure. 78 Alder, A-L-D-E-R Drive in Kings Park, New York.
Okay, thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
So by looking at your account, ma'am, it looks like you got our meal planner app. And what we're doing for our customers, we're giving all of our customers like a $20 rate to stay. And it helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings. And by looking at your account, ma'am, it looks like you tried to enter a sweepstakes to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPhone, iPad. And when you did that, you was enrolled into our meal planner app.
Oh, well, I don't want it. I didn't even know what it was for. I do remember going to, I believe it was CVS, and I got something from CVS. And if I filled out the information, I could get a dice. I could win a Dyson vacuum. But I really did not sign up for anything. I've never gotten anything in the mail. So I just didn't even know what this was, what you people were all about. But I will certainly, I'll have to call my credit card now and dispute this charge, I guess, because.
Okay, so we're giving customers like a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings. But what I can do to help you out, hold for just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You were charged $59.89.
I tell you, in January, I was charged $49.89.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to hold for just a moment. Can you hold for just a moment?
Sure. Sure.
Thank you. So you were charged $59.89. So what I can do to help you, I can provide you with a 25% hold for just a moment. My computer's loading.
Sure.
I can provide you with a 25% refund. You'll get back $14.97 to at least help you out.
Yes, but I got charged this for January.
Ma'am, we can only refund you back up to the most current date, which is March. So I can provide you with a 25% discount to help you out. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, actually, do you have a supervisor? I would like to speak to a supervisor.
We all have. Me and the supervisor, we handle the same protocol. So I can provide you with that 50% refund. You'll get back $29.95 to help you out.
Okay. I have a question then. What am I supposed to be getting for this $49.59?
When you put your credit card information in, ma'am, you was enrolled into a meal planner app. That's considered being a valid charge. So what I can do for you, ma'am, to help you out at least, I can provide you with a 75% refund, you'll get back $44.92 back in your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Well, I'd also like to know if I enrolled in this, which I didn't even know that I enrolled in it.
Ma'am,
I want to know
what
am I supposed to be getting for this money?
Ma'am, you stated you tried to get the Dyson vacuum. Is that correct?
It was if I filled out a questionnaire. I would be eligible for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. So
ma'am,
I filled out the questionnaire.
Okay, did you fill that out, ma'am?
I filled it out thinking I was going to go into some type of a drawing for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Did you read over the terms and conditions?
No, it came from, I believe it came from CVS when I did this. And it was if I went and filled out their questionnaire, I would be eligible for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, so ma'am,
in a drawing.
Hold for just a moment, ma'am. Thank you. So everything was
basically explained
to you in the terms and conditions. But what I can do to help you, I can provide you with a $55 refund. It also is like a $5 non-refundable fee. So you'll get back in your account $54.89. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, I would like to get all my money back. And I want, you still haven't answered my question. What am I supposed to be getting for this?
Ma'am, it was
$49.59.
Ma'am, it was a sweepstakes that you entered. You entered a sweepstakes.
Yes.
So we cannot issue no full refund. This is considered a valid charge. You put your own credit card information in to order this to try to get the Dyson vacuum. So that's considered being a valid charge, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't put my credit card number in when I filled out the sweepstakes. I put it in when I paid my bill at CVS.
Okay.
That's
so when you
I
did that,
in.
Ma'am, that's still considered being a valid charge.
Okay, again, what am I supposed to be getting for this monthly bill? I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, you don't receive anything. It was a sweepstakes. It was a chance to win the Dyson vacuum.
Yes, but okay, so why am I getting this charge every month?
Because, ma'am, you entered a meal planner app every month. You automatically was enrolled.
What is the meal? What is the meal planner app?
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, we're not going to be able to give you a full refund, ma'am, but I can get your account canceled. Hold for just a moment. Thank you. I have your cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down. Thank you.
I'm ready to write it down.
Okay, your cancellation number, ma'am, will be 9205. 0786.
Can I repeat that, please? 9205 07 860 860. And again, can you tell me what I'm supposed to get on this meal plan boost?
Ma'am,
is
as
this
I
a
just
vitamin?
Explained to you, ma'am, it's a meal planner. It's an app that you have to download on your phone. It helps boost your energy and helps cut back sugar and carb cravings. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, but okay, just cancel this. If I've gotten this, it looks like it's coming the first of every month. Please cancel it before you bill me for the month of April as well. I mean, we're talking $200 here. You know, you said you gave me 75% off of that $49.99 one, but... That's one quarter of the amount of money that I've paid. Hello?
Ma'am, I'm still here. Okay, so would you like the $55 refund with a $5 non-refundable fee? You'll get back in your account $54 and... 95 cents. Would you like for me to do that for you?
I'd like that to be done to each charge.
Unfortunately, as I just explained to you, no, ma'am. We can only refund you back up to March, the most current date.
And March's was $59.89. That was even more expensive than January and February.
Yes, ma'am. So would you like the $55 refund with a $5?
Yes, and I want... Please make sure that this is canceled.
Hold for just a moment. So you will get $54.98 back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
I don't think so. I'm going to call my credit card next. So
okay, so what we can do is give you your full refund back, ma'am. You will get that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't think so. I unfortunately, I think that I have been scammed. I think this is definitely a scam. And when I go up to CVS, I'm going to tell them about it. That's for sure.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
You too.